Unit 12. Creating a Sustainable Planet. Page 139. Activity 3. As you see it, what is the biggest problem caused by pollution?
Obviously, it is global warming. This happens when greenhouse gases such as CO2 are released into the atmosphere, trapping heat and causing the planet to warm up. Since species are adapted to particular climates, when the Earth warms up, they have to move to keep comfortable. This can be difficult if natural habitats are isolated by human settlements and agriculture. Global warming will affect every species on Earth to some extent.
Fanny, do you agree with James?
No, I don't. I am convinced that chemical pollution in the environment is even worse. It affects humans. 46 U.S. states have issued warnings against eating local fish because of dioxin contamination. And in Europe, human breast milk passes on more dioxin to babies than is legally allowed for cow's milk. It is also responsible for affecting the reproductive organs of fish, alligators, and polar bears, preventing them from producing babies. Despite this, the amount of pesticides sprayed on crops around the world has increased 26 times in the last 50 years.
I also worry about water pollution, because water spreads pollution more easily than land. We keep dumping our pollution into water, and species living in water are strongly affected. Coral reefs have already been very hard hit by climate change, and polar bears have received the double whammy of climate change and chemical pollution.
Can you suggest any solutions?
It is important to make sure that human activities produce as little pollution as possible. So people should switch to clean technology. For instance, electric cars, environment-friendly washing powders, and solar-powered energy. It means having the same benefits from our modern lifestyle without the pollution. Less pollution is good for wildlife and nature, but also for human health, which means lower medical bills and a better quality of life.